Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian Manuel Soto, S-O-T-O. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Soto as described in my reports of 9/21/20 and 1/12/22. Appeared he is now a 44-year-old male who again describes he was injured at work on 5/12/20. Appeared initially he had an 80-pound ladder on his shoulder. Period. He turned with the ladder and everything popped out of place in his right knee. Period. He did go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. Further evaluation led to what he understands to be a final diagnosis of a blown meniscus. Period. He had this repaired surgically on 3 occasions. Period. He's no longer receiving any active care. Period. New paragraph. As noted previously, he claimed to have injured his knee on 5/12/20 as seen in his claim petition. Period. He also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Hussel, H-U-S-S-E-R-L, on 8/15/23, period. He noted the results of an MRI that was done on 8/15/23. Scratch that, MRI of 6/15/23, period. He stated it demonstrated a lateral meniscus tear with progressive intact post-medium meniscus resection, make that medial meniscus resection, but no evidence of articular or inflammatory disease. Period. He recommended an additional surgical procedure. Period. He also summarized the prior treatment the petitioner had, period. This included an MRI of the knee on 6/1/20, comma, arthroscopy on 6/18/20, comma, and another arthroscopy on 2/4/21, period. Dr. Hussel had him undergo a new MRI of the knee on 8/10/23, period. It was not compared to any prior studies. Period. It was read as demonstrating tear of the body and posterior horn of the lateral meniscus. Period. There were changes of the medial meniscus likely related to prior meniscectomy, for which correlation was advised. Period. On 9/27/23, Dr. Stamos, S-T-A-M-O-S, performed right knee arthroscopy with partial, medial, and lateral meniscectomies. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were right knee, medial, and lateral meniscal tears. Period. The petitioner followed up, participated in physical therapy postoperatively. Period. He followed up with Dr. Hussel and Dr. Stamos through 9/27/23, period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions, period. Right hamstring and quadriceps strength was minimally reduced at 5/-5, but strength was otherwise 5/5. Period. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 60 degrees, complaining of tenderness in his knee. Period. Impressions. Insert the relevant portions of my prior impressions section, followed by, since evaluated here, the petitioner had further medical attention, including orthopedic evaluation by Dr. Herschel and Dr. Stamos. Period. A new MRI of the knee was done, as described above. Period. Dr. Stamos then performed surgery to be inserted from above. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively through 11/29/23. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found Mr. Soto had full range of motion of the right knee without crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was mild weakness in the thigh musculature. Period. McMurray's maneuver elicited tenderness, but other provocative maneuvers were negative for internal derangement or instability. Period. New paragraph. I will now increase my previous estimate at the right knee by 1%. Period. I should also point out that the initially damaged meniscus is not just the one he underwent surgery on recently, both medial and lateral. Period. And that is the end.